club is meeting, the committee to hold together this evening and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ammons, Anderson, Beckett,
here.
Benzel,
here.
Betts,
here.
Carter, Cowart, Dennis,
here.
Gladney,
here.
James,
here.
Jay,
here.
Jones,
here.
Knott,
here.
Kurtz,
here.
Langenheim,
here.
McGinty,
here.
Michaels,
here.
Mosier,
here.
Nudo,
here.
O'Connor,
here.
Richards, Rosales, Sapp, Schrader, Smucker, Weibel, Wysocki.
We do have a quorum present. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the committee of the whole for September 14, 2010. Moved by Beckett, seconded by Wysocki. Discussion, additions, or corrections? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda and the agenda with one proviso that under policy, in the C4, that should come last because the record relates to how we go into the second session. Entertain a motion. Move by Ryan, second by Sasaki.
Also, item 8B1, that was a clerical error and needs to be on finance. So I was hoping to cover that after the nursing home item under finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the mover and the seconder. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Any public participation this evening? Okay. Any communications from board members? Mr. Wagner.
The only email I got from the governor's been saying that if you hit the next week, the back of the 7 a.m., may not be late. Obviously, he's not late. The other thing I want to point out is that the week of October 18th is Champaign County Board of Recognition and Appreciation Week, and all of you had a one-page sheet on your desk there. We'll be honoring employees. One event this year, which is scheduled for 6 to 7 p.m. on October 21st, that meeting is right before the next time board meeting in this room. In addition, I have this sign up sheet here, so if you plan to be here at 6 o'clock, you have to sign up to be involved in that commission. That's really important. Thank you.
Any other communications from members? Seeing none, Mr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under finance, budget amendments and transfers. First, the amendment 100082 for $12,626 to receive insurance reimbursement and pay for insurance claims. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Seconded by Brad, seconded by Steve Beckett. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next up is an amendment 100084. Increased appropriation of $131,728 and revenue of $140,000 is payout to self-insured fund. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Seconded by, I didn't hear who seconded, by Ann Kurtz. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is an amendment to 100085 for $43,350. This is required to reflect payment of actuarial required contribution rate in 2010. Is there a motion for approval by Carol, seconded by Barbara? Is there a discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4, an amendment 100086. The appropriation is $333,351 in revenue of $80,572. This is required to reflect payment of actuarial required contribution rate in 2010. Is there a motion for approval by Carol, seconded by Ralph? Any discussion? Sam?
I wonder, where is this all coming from?
You may recall when we first talked about this in May, about going to the actuarial required contribution for fiscal year 2010, our IMRF fund had a fund balance of $1.5 million, and we were appropriating from the fund balance to bring up to date fiscal year 2010 the IMRF contributions for general corporate employees, and we anticipated that that cost would be about $250,000 and that's what this amendment reflects. So the fund balance will drop from $1.5 million to $1.25 million. Before we recommended this, I reviewed it with the treasurer, who agreed that as long as there's $1 million fund balance in our IMRS funds, we should not experience any difficulties. So that was the basis. So it's coming forward with this.
So hopefully we're going to continue to take the payments as they do, as we did in the past.
Which catches you up to date for this year. We changed the rate that was originally adopted for this year in August to go to the full rate. And if you remember looking at the property tax for fiscal year 2011, almost all of the property tax growth was going to IMRF to ensure that we had enough funding to pay the full rate for 2011.
No, I'm sorry, but I don't remember all that
confusion
stuff.
Steve, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Stan. You covered it for us. Anything else on this one? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Was there an aye?
No.
Okay. Unanimous. Thank you. Next up is an amendment 100087 for $123,000 to accommodate increased IMRF rates and compensated absences. Is there a motion for approval? By Barbara, seconded by Waldo. Discussion. Thanks.
Yeah, you say grant revenue will cover these increases.
Well, almost all of the all of the department budgets within RPC, the majority of them are grants, and they pay for personnel expenses.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6 is an amendment from RPC. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Well, it's 100008 for $81,000 to accommodate the receipt of a new grant award to expand the travel demand model outside of the urbanized areas for the future transportation project decisions. Motion for approval by Pines. Is there a second? By Lorraine. Discussion. Tom.
What is it? Can you come up with explanation?
They really want to study every road from Ludlow to Longview as future development occurs in the county. I bet it was ridiculous that they received it and they're going to do it.
It was my understanding that Mr. Moore was going to be here this evening. I don't know if he's I don't know any more than the information we have there with the bank statement and that study.
Well, use your mic, please.
Would you tell me if this caused any problems?
Or you could vote on it and have it placed on the regular agenda with an explanation to be provided at the board meeting next week. I'm not sure about the time, but there may be some time.
We lose the grant if we defer to the
I can't answer that. I'm not exactly sure. I know it's brand new. We had to wait until today when you shipped up the audit or returned to the office to get the fund numbers for it, which is why you had to end up with the project. So it's a brand new version.
Well, could you use your mic, please?
Didn't find a lot of problems with after getting it there. I think we probably should defer it until we have the information before us.
And my only concern is that there are only 2 months left in the fiscal year, and they're asking for this to be appropriated in the fiscal year, which leads me to believe they expect to receive and spend this level of money in the next 2 months and wait until the end of November with the approval.
Alkers.
Nothing. We don't have any of this at all. And I'd like to get at least a minimal explanation on this expenditure of anyone counting the travel demand model expansion. And we're doing these markets.
We've got Ron, then Pius, then the Steve's.
Hey, I understand and I agree with what you're saying. I also understand what that's saying. I mean, to me, I think it's revenue neutral at this point. if we voted, we would pull forward an explanation at that time. We don't like the explanation when we vote down. But if we defer it now, and it's closest to it, we have to run into the time issue.
Titus?
I agree with Ron. I can try calling Cam, but I think we'll get to the whole of them.
Steve Bennett?
That's what I was going to say.
Steve Mosier?
I know they applied for this in September. I got a question about it then. And it's for road study outside the municipal area. I don't know what it's for, but it's going to go to the planning people. And it was approved by the RPC board.
Before we get too far on this, do we want to vote for the deferral? Is there a feeling for that right now?
Can you send it to the board without recommendation so that it can be on the board agenda?
How about that? Reasonable?
I move a substitute motion to send it to the board without recommendation.
Motion by Steve, seconded by Al. Discussion on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries. And it will be moved to the full board without recommendation.
Did the mover and seconder accept the substitute motion? Aye.
Bias and anyone, do you accept that? Okay, thank you. All right, that issue is done. Item 6, we go to the addendum. Item number 7, a transfer 100005 for $270 transfer of funds to cover employee badges for new security system at courthouse. Motion for approval. I offer it, seconded by Carol. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8 is a transfer 00006 for $39,312 to pay general corporate work time payroll premiums. Is there a motion for approval? By Barber, seconded by Steve O'Connell. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion carries. Now we go to, by the way, we don't need, because the rules changes, to sign off on budget amendments and transfers anymore. So that's a good thing. Thank you. Works in efficiency. So we go on to approval of resolution regarding the charges for services found on page 3132 of your package. A motion for approval. Motion by Jan, seconded by Geraldo. Discussion.
Stan, are we looking to increase the cost due to the survey that was done on various other restaurants in the area based on their rates? Is that what we're doing?
It's also based on the cost of providing the services, but we do have comparison for the other nursing homes, and this is consistent with the rates. And maintaining that position with rate structure will be.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really crunched the numbers, but I was unclear as to why this came before us, but we'll discuss it now. But my thought would be, someone can answer this, is, you know, percentage-wise, what are we at as far as fair market value compared to the others that we are compared to? And since this textbook they are supported, we really want to be raising rates all the time if we're trying to increase the daily population value. I just think that sometimes by increasing it because everybody else does, because, and I know I hear what you're saying, the cost of actual services, that cost is being set off by what we all pay in taxes. So I'd like to know, and there goes another one, I'd like to know, Bias, I'd like to know, what are we at 80% of everybody else, 90%? Does anybody have a number for you to tell me where we are at fair market value today?
I can tell you. I have that information. There are 9 nursing homes, and we are 5th, 4 semi-private at $159. Nursing home A is at $235 a day. Nursing home B is at $175.49. Nursing home C is at $174.28. Nursing home D is at $169.18. We're at $159, and then nursing home E is at $148, nursing home F is at $119, nursing home G is at $117, and nursing home H is at $105. And I can provide this for you as well. I just didn't about where we're going to be talking.
Final comment. I guess I said we're going to be doing this, looking at this as far as comparing
those that are private and public, that maybe we ought to take a good long hard look at, should we not be in the business? I mean, if we're going to always be comparing that this is what they're getting out here, and this is what our rate should be, and yet it's taxpayer supported because of cost, then does the cost justify being in the business? I know, we all sit here and nobody wants to do anything right away, and it needs to be looked at. It's going to be a continual thing that we have to look at. And it's better ran the other way, and it somehow can be done down the road. All I ever hear is no, but I think if a few long hard looks done, something could come up, because I think it's unfair for the taxpayers that we're mostly looking at raising money.
First, Alan, and then Jan.
The nursing home board did review this, and they approved it on the basis of having rates. And I think the long-term parent-term care rate prior to this was 155. So it was poured out in this. So they were very careful to take these rate increases to be competitive with the others. And the municipal board did review this in direction.
That's what I recall, and I think that we will also look at the comparisons, but I think that we're not, because we're trying to make the cost kind of big. So for what we try to reflect on cost as well, and then we talk about the best case. If we don't kind of financially do this,
Greg and then Diana.
I have two notes out right now, really. So I see both sides of it. It seems, when I looked at it, I thought it was reasonable. I guess I would rather go in smaller companies than do some of the catch up that's been done over the years. But there's going to be a cleanup of cash flow on the operation without other revenue people from the general revenue fund. I think this is one way to do it. And I see both sides, but I know there are plenty of resources. It's both sides, so it's. I guess I, as a family member, I considered it a reasonable increase to what they
provide. Diane?
I guess just not necessarily about what they're talking about, but for someone like me, it would have helped to say, okay, we're going to have an economic increase by a percentage, or it's only going up $4 a day. Like I was before, a minimal amount would probably be okay, fine, but you don't understand where it falls if you don't know what percentage of increase is. Or with an estimate, or
number for our investment to look at. Any other discussion on this issue? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next up to, we're going to go to 8B1, which was on policy. The Sheriff's Office request for a permanent waiver of the hiring freeze detailed on page 73 of the packet. Is there a motion for approval? Motion by Steve Beckett, second by Steve O'Connor. Discussion. Conference.
Thank you. I read carefully what the Sheriff had to say. It certainly makes sense. When it comes to the safety of our residents, and being able to have coverage for protection of his own officers, and to be able to cover the county courthouse and the other responsibilities they have, I would be in support of this at this point. I think he really needs to have this kind of flexibility on when it comes to security of our residents.
Our discussion stand.
Well, I agree. Totally what Sheriff Oak has there. Again, I was looking at that, and I see several police departments grow and grow and grow, and
I'm going to use our community as an example, our population has decreased. And, we always hear that about crime, about this and about that, but it, again, it would have been helpful for me to see where the sheriff was at maybe 10 years ago with staff compared to now, and where the population was 10 years ago compared to now, and maybe some crime statistics. Again, though, I know what he's saying, he's that leeway not increasing his budget, he just wants to hire where he needs to, but we could all sit back and justify a lot of jobs, a lot of things, but then when we have to downsize, we justify downsizing. Sometimes when we have a good thing going, nobody likes to cut. We think we have here at this board, and I'm not asking the sheriff to do so. But again, when you have hard numbers and you look at them, we want to make sure the Marines stay that fit, ready to lean and mean. You don't ever have to have a resilient people to do a job that can be done by maybe a month. So sheriff will get that.
First down to go, then out Curtis.
Just to be brief, just turn the page. Turn the page to count 11 people that he has, that he's foregone. I got some focus. Look at page 74.
Now, Curtis, he's not even asking for additional budgets here. He's not even asking for a budget transfer. He's going to do it within the budget that he's already cut to be able to fund these. I think that's what's important to us.
I did talk to the sheriff earlier today, and he did say that this was not something that may have impacted this current budget.
Just to be clear, going back to Mr. James' comments, he's asking for a waiver of the hiring freeze after he has cut 9.5 full-time equivalent since 2009. So he effectively has 9.5 fewer positions today. And the vacancies, if you see on the next page, you're not including those positions, those are just vacancies he currently has, which he is asking for the ability to fill those that stay 9.5 positions below where he was 2 years ago.
Any other discussion on this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next up, two items from the Regional Planning Commission. First, approval of resolution allocating qualified energy conservation bond volume cap received by County of Champaign. Is there a motion for approval? By Barton, there a second. By Pius, discussion. Steve Mosher.
What is it? I've seen it before.
This is. Again, I thought this was from all of I believe this first one is approval of bond volume cap received by the County of Champaign, which at the beginning of this year, we allocated this to schools in Champaign County with a deadline of July 31st. Because if it wasn't all utilized, we wanted to have the ability to reallocate it before it expires at the end of the year. The school didn't use it all by that deadline, but now would like to use it and can use it by the end of the year. So the request is to go ahead and allow the use by the school as you actually really originally approved, but just to get the
second.
On page 36, is that all the schools done in the community? Were there others?
Is available to all schools as the school is
those were the only ones that were with life work. Because then I went to 44 and tried to get it out of the allow what wasn't used to be used by the end of the year.
if it doesn't get used, it doesn't come into the county. It's like,
yeah,
it's the
same. Why is the name?
So, probably.
Yeah.
This is money that reduces the interest payments on the bonds. And so, my question was, can they piggyback this with the 1% sales tax when they're paying the bond issue? Is that how they're working this?
Any other discussion on this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next up is the approval of resolution designating the county of Champaign as a recovery zone and allocating recovery zone economic development bond volume cap received by said county. Is there a motion for approval? By Carol, second by Pius. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. That is it for the action before county, before county administrator's report. So, Deb.
We received the general corporate fund revenue expenditure projection report, and this represents the end of the third quarter for revenue and the end of actually 10 months of expenditure. And the picture seems to be improving. Some of the state shared revenues have improved somewhat in that we have received 2 months of income tax revenue in 1 month. So we are no longer anticipating that we will end with only 9 months of revenue for this year, but anticipating that we may actually see 10, possibly 11 months of that revenue this year. So that represents about a $400,000 or $500,000 improvement over where we were 3 or 4 months ago. The general government fees, although they're still going to be down by $410,000, that number was actually a greater deficit earlier this year as well. Everything else, the sales tax revenues, are coming in very close to what was budgeted or what we had anticipated since earlier this summer. So the total on revenues that we will under-receive by $733,000, and we will receive 98% of what's budgeted. On expenditure, we did amend expenditure, as you all recall, and from the amended expenditure, we expect to underspend by $490,000, bringing total expenditure in at $30.4 million, which is really right where we wanted to be when we did the $1 million in cuts earlier this year. So when you look at the summary report, you see that on paper, we are on the budgeted side, we're significantly underspending, but that's because we did not amend the revenue lines when we cut the expenditure earlier this year. Looking at the projected, though, we still look possibly like we can have a $630,000 positive year this year. That would be extremely good news, and if there is still some what-ifs in there, but at least it looks like we should end the year definitely balanced or on the positive side. This is, I believe, the third month where it looks like there would be a positive ending balance for general corp. I changed the report a little bit so you can see first what the actual fund balance would be, and then below that where we have the outstanding loan to the nursing home, and then what would be the unreserved fund balance for the amount that is left after you consider that that loan is still outstanding. But we improved to an 8.16% fund balance from 6% to 6.96% from 5%. So that's fairly good news.
What's this for
them? The budget change report has not changed. And then on the following pages are the Harrison-Harris monthly reports that you have received. You'll see that general corporate fund year to date has received a total benefit of $165,600 from this project, and that overall, for all the entities who receive money from the outstanding fees, $756,983 has been collected. So that's definitely a positive. For the all the bodies who have benefited from the inspection system.
Are there any questions for Deb on these reports? Or is there a motion to accept and place all three on the lot? I don't know, Kirk, is there a second? By Brad.
discussion on any of this? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, the next item is the recommendation for approval of agreement with William Blair to provide underwriting services for the issuance of the appropriate financing for what we are now calling 202 Carpartel Road, which is the new building, and a possible refunding of 2003 nursing home bonds. This is at your desk this evening. It didn't go out with your packet because I was still reviewing it with the auditor's office, but we have completed that review. If you look on the second to the last page, that is where the recommendation for bonds for the new building, which would be at $2.2 million. The county has $2,249,000 in recovery zone economic development authority, and we would be recommending that we use that for this building. And you can see whether we pick a 10, 15, or 20-year amortization, what the total cost anticipated by William Blair at this point would be. In the two pages before that, there is an analysis of the other financing options that would be available for the $2.2 million bond issue. And then on the last page is a recommendation to consider looking at our 2003 nursing home bonds. Our goal for refunding bonds is that if we can generate an improvement of at least 5%, that this is something that we want to look at and evaluate. So this is being recommended for us to look at this point in time. It looks like we could save $229,874 if we refunded those 2003 nursing home bonds. So that's basically the recommendation that William Blair has provided. The first pages of this packet are the agreement that we talked about last month, and I am bringing back to you at this point for approval to move forward with William Blair to provide underwriting services for and financial advice for these two bond issues.
Motion by Steve Beckett, seconded by Barbara. Is there any discussion on this side?
I'm sorry. This is an awful lot for me right now. So we're going to retire the old bond, issue a new, and then also issue some new building subsequent.
Yeah, I'll say that. This was initiated by virtue of the fact that we need to issue bonds for the new building, the $2.2 million bond. And I initially contacted William Blair to seek some advice about what would be the best vehicle to use for moving forward with that. And they provided the other alternate here in this memo, but the one that is currently recommended is the recovery zone economic development fund. That's one issue. But while I was talking to them, she also, and they have done this for us historically a couple of other times, let me know that with the way interest rates are right now, we have an opportunity to refund some of the 2003 nursing home bonds and generate savings for the taxpayers by doing that, because we can get better rates now than we did when we issued them in 2003. They would be handled separately, but both be handled probably simultaneously in terms of timing and things like that.
This company that's doing this is William Blair. Are they the only ones out there to do this sort of thing?
No, and when this was brought to you last month, you approved going forward with working with William Blair. They have handled 10 of the 11 bond issues that the county has done over the last 12 years, and they have been selected at each of those junctures through a competitive process. We're very familiar with them. These are not terribly large issues, and so the committee of the whole voted to go ahead with having to bring back recommendations for the services to be provided by William Blair at last month's meeting.
In your experience, historically speaking, we have added a proposal. Do the rates vary greatly, or are they pretty much in line?
No, the rate, the last time we did the was in, I believe it was 2007, and the rates were effectively very, very close from one time to the other. And where a rate might be higher, another firm is charging you for other expenses that are not
included in the rate that is provided by the
They charge us a set fee?
No. The only way they will charge you anything at all is on bonds that are issued at the rate that is quoted in the rate.
Alan?
So, with the savings from both, is it good to go to a shorter time frame on the bond issue for the second one for building? Is it 10 years or 15? Or is the overall savings that you get from the two recommendations that they make it prudent that you can keep saving and more to go to the lower
It's something that, you know, we could look at when we projected this. We projected for the building. That's 1 year. And we identified revenue or savings from not paying rent that covered the annual cost at 20 years, and that's how it's been viewed from a budgetary perspective.
And you think that's okay to see what the 15 savings that the advantage you get from the additional production and then the revenue. If the revenue is there, plus the savings on the interest, can you make it 15?
Yeah, I think that it's a possible, it's a very strong possibility.
Moody's rating agency has conducted a new rating review for Champaign County. Again, this was done, I believe, where it did provide assistance to us when we held this conference call with Moody's. And they have released their new rating of Champaign County at 5 o'clock tonight. So I didn't get a non... I will get the formal written document to you. This is for information only, but Moody's did downgrade Champaign County's GEO rating from AA1 to AA2. Now, the last time we issued bonds was in 2007, and at that time, our rating was AA2. We were upgraded in 2008. We have not issued any bonds since then. So moving forward with the bond issuances that we were just talking about, we will have the same rating that we had every other time we've issued bonds over the last 10 years. We were upgraded in 2008 because in 2005 and 2006, the general corporate funds had a very healthy fund balance and our finances were in a very positive position. Moody's has effectively stated in their opinion that the real only reason for this downgrade is the marginal position of the general corporate funds balance. And that to upgrade the rating, we need to increase the general corporate fund balance back to a position more in the 10-12% range as opposed to the 5-6% range it currently is in. So just for all of you to be aware of that, that's just information, but it does play into, as you move forward with adopting the 2011 budget, it's certainly an important consideration that we need to increase that fund margin for the general corporate fund.
Alan, what does that mean in terms of interest rate differential between the AA1 and AA2? Can you declare after that information?
These recommendations that you received tonight anticipated the AA2.
Yeah, what's the rate differential?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I think you only know that when you go to market to purchase the bond.
There's a rule of thumb, I'm sure. It's not necessarily what the rate would be, but the difference.
I don't know what that is.
Diane, did you steal it?
That was exactly my question.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
Okay, the next item is a resolution which earlier this year, you will recall, you approved a new classification system for the county's non-bargaining employees. And within those changes, there were some employees who were upgraded in classification, but at the time no consideration was given to the personnel policy, which would require wage increases as a result of those promotional classification changes. This resolution requests your consideration of allowing those promotional raises to go into effect on December 1st, as the policy states, for the 8 employees who were affected by the classification changes that were approved earlier this year.
Is there a motion for approval? By Scan, is there a second? By Steve Mosher. Discussion. Stan?
Well, just to clarify, I tend to agree with these folks. They weren't long enough that they got upgraded due to the talents, but yet they got no experience coming to that upgrade, right? So they've been in this position roughly about 6 months to a year without an increase. So generally, if you're upgrading people in any department, and I realize the budget kind of going on, I'm not sure how much you're talking here, but if you're going to recognize talent, you want to keep good people, which we do, I think that it's justified.
Other discussion on this item? John?
Do we know what it costs us?
Yes. The total for this group of employees for the year will be $23,000, just under $23,000.
Anything else on this issue? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Is that for the administrator? Thank you. Next up, the Treasurer's Monthly Report is before you. Dan, do you want to detail anything on it, please?
Thank you. I made my mind I was going to find some positive things to say about General Report today. That's this pile of information, a pile of numbers, and I think there's something in there that's probably positive, and Rachel is probably quoted it, so it's actually positive. Look back to the worst of our recent past that was really bad, and it's April 2009. We ended the month with a cash balance for General Corp of $35,000. This April, we were up to $360,000, which is great, but decidedly going in the right direction. A couple of reasons I think we had a better year was that last year, 2009, we borrowed $3.3 million to supplement General Corp and be able to get through payroll and accounts payable and so forth. This year we only needed $2.1 million. So that was $1.6 that we borrowed for public safety, which we borrowed from the previous year. We borrowed $200,000 for probation and $300,000 for the quarters automation for another $500,000, making it $2.1 million. I keep a pretty detailed spreadsheet of what I call a cash flow chart, and my projection is at the end of November we're going to look at around a cash balance of around a little over $4 million. That's skewed by the 1.6, so we're down to $2.4 million actually. And we should be around $4.5 million if we want to get through without having to borrow. But still, that pays back the $500,000. We leaves us with $2.4 million. And last year was about $1.9 million. So definitely going in the right direction. I also looked at the month between December and September to see if there's any other good news. And there were two things that struck me. One was non-payroll expenditures. This year, in the 10 months, we spent $1.1 million less than we had previously in 2009. And in payroll, we spent $753,000 less. The average payroll in 2009 was $788,000 every 2 weeks. The average this year is $753,000. And if you look at the last month or two, we've been a lot closer to 731. So those are all positive things, and we can certainly look at some negative things, but I just refuse to do that tonight for some reason. So let me move on. Unless there's specific questions about General Corp, we'd be glad to answer that. And if not, I'd like to move on to real estate taxes, which you're all so pleased to hear about. So this year, we're going to collect $274 million in real estate taxes. Around 75,000 people for taxing. Properties. We've made 5 distributions and so right today we stand at 97.93% collected, which is exactly where we should be. In the last 11 years, we ended our year after the tax sale, our average collection rate was 99.61. We had 4/10 was made up of basically bankruptcies. And it's the things that we couldn't sell or are not able to sell. So, my job as treasurer is to notify people. Required a lot of notifying 3 different ways to send the original tax bill. And there's 2 other requirements by law, 15 days before the tax sale, and required to send certified mail notices of delinquency to them. It costs $3.24 to be signed. So your constituents say, well, it's the treasurer spent $3.24 on an item. I wish I didn't. I tried to get the law changed to make it just regular mail. I actually believe more people would pick them up. We had about 35% that are just left at the post office. And I had 3 or 4 discussions with Speaker Madigan's office, and it just felt like they didn't want their members to vote anything that looked like we weren't notifying people. I said, you're overthinking it. You save a lot of money tonight if you spend that kind of $3 per envelope. So anyway, we're going to send out 2,466 of those tomorrow. And within 10 days of the tax sale, we're required by law to put your name in the paper if you have not paid your tax. I know people look at that as punishment, embarrassment, but I really do believe the statute that's developed by the state legislature was about notification. If you hadn't seen all the things that we tried to do to let you know that, there could be somebody that sees that and would be led to remind you of something that's very important. So we're going to be publishing all of those by the 18th. We've published in 6 different newspapers, 5 of which are weeklies. We published one day a week. And of course, News Gazette, that will be appearing on the 18th. So it's just wait for the weeklies. And on the 18th will be the News Gazette, which will be quite a few more days than normal. So, unless there's a specific question, my report's in the thing. I'd be glad to ask you to place it and fill some file, please.
Any questions for Dan? Carol?
That's a good question. No, I went too fast. If you look at this, this is the funds that we have that are ongoing. Of course, Deb spoke about earlier the nursing home still has $233,000 that General Corporate Loan has not been paid back. But these other three are the ones that we're talking about tonight. $1,590,000 is for public safety. It goes from public safety to general corporate. In fact, it was actually last year that that went. And you reauthorized that loan in November for this year. So we didn't actually pay it back and have them give it to us again. We just had the board reauthorize that loan of $1,590,000. Now, last year, 2009, rather than the $500,000 you see in record and probation together, we actually needed $1.7 million from those and several other funds to be able to make it through last year. So this year, we only needed $300,000 from the Recorder's Automation Fund and $200,000 from probation, which we'll be paying back in November. We'll also, at that time, be paying it back, but asking for the $1,590,000 to be reauthorized again. As General Corbett, $2.4 million was stand up asking for the money to come back. We couldn't make it through the rest of the year. Last April, last 2009 was our low point. April of every year is going to be our low point because we start getting real estate taxes in May. In the Treasurer's Office here, we start making distributions to tax districts starting in May. The law says you can wait until 30 days after the first meeting, but that would be August. July. So we wouldn't do that. So we've always done it in May. Long the problems are the Treasurer. So that's why we're going to need the funds to be able to get ourselves through that time and get through April next year. I think we'll be about 500,000 better. We ended last year on my cash flow sheet, we ended up at 3.5 million. This year, my sheet showed we're going to be about 4.1 million. That still includes $1.6 million, but doesn't include any of the borrowing we pay those back. So I think we're going to be about 500,000 better at the end of this year than we were last year, which is crazy for a lot of my optimism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. One thing, that's a good point. And the thing to remember is that when I'm talking to you tonight, it's about cash flow. It's about what I actually have in the bank. It's what's in your checking account. They're talking about budgets. She's saying things down the line. I'm not projecting cash. What am I actually going to have on hand? And when am I going to get it? And actually, what's more important is when am I going to get it? We may be 3 or 4 months behind on income tax. Right now, we're 3 months behind, about 535,000 people from last year. We're just about, we're already in October, we could actually say that we're 4 months behind. And that's about 760,000 overall those 4 months. But I don't have that. So that's why history means something as far as cash flow analysis is concerned. I can see where we were last year versus this year. And really, the outside of 1 month in income tax, we're pretty close to getting about the same amount of money at the same time, I should say.
Anything else for Dan? Motion to accept and place by Allen, second by Hammond. Any other things on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I don't think we got purchases and alcoholic purchasing policy. I didn't see one, and so I would entertain a motion to accept the monthly report of the auditor on file by Geraldo. Is there a second?
Second.
By Brad, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business for finance?
There's no chair's report. The items for consent are A, 1 through 5, and 7 and 8, C, 1 and 2, D, 4. And that is it. Thank you very much.
Costed personal appointments for Harwood and Kerr Drainage District, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I know this is the reason why the television cameras are here, is because they're like this one appointment. My appointment is usually the term from October 10th to August 31st, 2013.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Rozier. Discussion? At this point, visions will. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Item B was taken care of during the budget session. Administrator's report.
The vacant position listing is there for your information. The first item for action is a renewal of the liability and workers' compensation insurance policies for fiscal 11. That memo begins on page 75 and outlines the recommendation for those policies.
The chair, would you entertain a motion
for approval?
Moved by Beckett, seconded by Kurtz, to accept the recommendation of the administrator. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries.
And on page 90 of your packet is the recommendation for voluntary employee insurance benefits for fiscal year 2011.
Chair would entertain a motion to accept the recommendation. Moved by Mr. James, second by Ms. Wysocki. Discussion?
No, flexible spending accounts have to be used within the 12-month period in which they're expected.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries.
Item 4, we're waiting until after the closed session. Item 5, the recommendation for amendment to the RECG agreement. This amendment has been recommended by the policy group at RECG, and we're bringing it back to each of the individual entities or members of that intergovernmental agreement. Effectively, it would change the amount of time that we would provide assistance to another entity, for example, the city of Champaign, and the emergency. The sheriff might send employees and staff to provide assistance to the city of Champaign. This agreement says that we will do that for 5 days without expecting to be compensated after 5 days. We would expect compensation. Typically, if a disaster is that bad, federal monies are going to become available and begin offsetting the expenses associated with the event, and this is simply to formalize that with the intergovernmental agreement.
Chair, we have a motion without the recommendation.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Becker. Seconded by Mr. Kurtz. I'll get you next in the discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries.
Board Chair, so I covered the next item under communications, but just a reminder that the employee recognition event is next week before the board meeting. We are not doing a luncheon for employees. We're just doing cake and punch here before the meeting. And then the resolution and comment of each of the general county employees will be read at the council meeting. And finally, item 7, the award of contract for the emergency operations system center audiovisual grant bid. We received the bid results on Friday afternoon, and there were six responses. They are very competitive and very close, and we're still evaluating them because the technology and the requires some expertise to do the evaluation. So I'd like to request your approval to bring this to the county board meeting next week with the recommendation for award of bid at that meeting. Is that a motion, Mr. Beckett?
It was. Is that a second, Mr.
Michael?
Discussion.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. We have the monthly fees report of the closure clerk. I entertain a motion to receive and place on file. Moved by Edmund, seconded by Mr. Mosier. Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Pardon.
I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to ILCS 21C1 concerning the employment compensation discipline performance for dismissal of specific employees that should be employed. We move that the following be present from the administrator and the insurance specialist and the administrator further and before the session.
Second, by Mr. McGinty, clerk to call the roll.
Ammons. Anderson.
Yes.
Beckett. Benzel. Betts.
Yes.
Cowart. Dennett.
Yes.
Gladney.
Yes.
James.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Jones.
Yes.
Knott.
Yes.
Kurtz.
Yes.
Langenheim.
Yes.
McGinty.
Yes.
Michaels.
Yes.
Mosier.
Yes.
Nudo.
Yes.
O'Connor.
No.
Rosales.
Yes.
Weibel.
Yes.
Wysocki.
Yes.
Look at the door. And then
Tom, that door isn't open.
Policy number 4, the recommendation for non-bargaining employee health insurance for fiscal 2011 and for health insurance plans to be offered in 2011 is that we offer the Healthline POS C250 plan with prescription drug benefit of $10, $20, $40 to all town employees in 2011. And in addition, we would recommend that the county establish a health reimbursement account for every employee, which would provide up to $750 reimbursement per employee per year for a single out-of-pocket maximum cost of up to $1,500, or for the $250 copay for MR and CAT scan, outpatient surgery, inpatient hospitalization, and maternity care, and those expenses incurred throughout the year. The reimbursement would be applied towards these expenses for the employee or their covered dependent, but is limited to $750 per employee for fiscal year 2011.
Move
approval.
Moved by Mr. Beckett,
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to
entertain a motion to accept and place on file the monthly reports for animal control, August 2010, Head Start, August 2010, and Information and Court Services, August 2010. Motion made by James, seconded by Rosales. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business? All right. There's no chair's reports. No items for consent. Thank you.
Closed session then, discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. We stand in recess.